You are listening to KWVA Eugene.
Sempre! Dagli una spinta a quella gondola!
Da-di-ra-da! Da-di-ra-da! Da-di-ra-di-ra-da! Da-di!
And welcome to another Hot Dog Hangover episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time, with you until noon today. We got a jam-packed show today. Yes, I was out at the Hot Dog Thanksgiving last night. I ate 8 hot dogs. Oh, I'm stuffed. Thank you, Sean, for having me. But I'm really, really jazzed because I just got my mailbox here at the station. It says, you have been nominated for our annual Best of Eugene Readers Poll Awards category, Best Radio Show or Radio DJ. Sunday Morning Hangover, Mark Time, KWVA. Please be our guest next week. Wow, that's short notice. I'm really jazzed. I want to thank everybody who voted for my nomination as Best Radio Show. I'm really excited. So, what's coming up today? We have the real Rat Pack. We've got some real corny square music. You know, this bunch of guys called the Rat Pack came to town and they're doing like Sinatra and stuff like that. I'm going to play you the real thing. The real recordings. Side 2 of the Hangover, 11 o'clock. The band True Margaret on the phone. They're doing a Northwest tour. Lots of other stuff in between. A lot of dedication. So stick around. We got a crazy show here on the Hot Dog Hangover.
Thank you.
Glad you enjoyed that, Flex. That was the Electric Light Orchestra, a rare track, which was the medley from the El Dorado album by ELO, which I found online this week. Very nice. Tacked on to the reissue of the El Dorado CD, of course, featuring Jeff Lynne, not on vocals. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm still excited about being nominated for Best Radio Show. But I've got a very jam-packed show at 11 o'clock. True Margaret going to be calling in. But right now, I wanted to get into something, which was there's this group of guys running around calling themselves the Rat Pack. They played Holt Center this week. And one of the things they... Oh, I've got... Before I get into that, though, I had a caller, Victor, called in. And he saw all these tour buses out on 126. And all over these tour buses, it said Technique K.O.D. If anybody could tell me who Technique K.O.D. is, I'd really appreciate it. Anyways, the Rat Pack, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra. Yeah, we're going to get kind of corny, but I think you'll like it. There's some great jokes coming up in some of these bits. I've got recordings of them live and studio recordings as well. Joey Bishop was also a member, other people, but Peter Lawford. But mainly we're going to focus in on the three guys that were on stage at the Holt Center. We're going to play you the real deal. I hope you enjoy it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel proudly presents the star of our show, direct from the bar, Dean Martin.
Drink to me only, that's all I ask, and I will drink to you.
How long I've been on?
Every time it rains, bourbon from heaven. I found out each cloud contained bourbon from heaven. That good old whiskey's fallen from north to south. Be sure your head's thrown well back. Open your mouth. Don't you know you'll get a glow along the way, sir? And in fact, you always have a built-in chaser. So when you get under, don't run under a tree. Just walk in the rain and get stoned with me. I like gambling. I like boozing. Boozing makes it pleasant when you're losing. It's your figure. I'll lose my salary, but it's all right with me. Jack and Trotter said play blackjack, and I play because I wanna crack jack. But they hit me till I get 23, but it's all right with me. I had 7 children, as you may have heard. But lately, my luck's not been great. I only have five now. It may sound absurd, but I lost two on the heartache. But I'm not grumbling. I won't break up, 'cause a kid or two I can always make up. 'Cause with my genie, it's instant pregnancy. And as long as it's free, well, then it is all right. Yeah, it's all right. It is all right with me. Hey!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, you're wonderful. I want to say, you sure are one smart dinner crowd, I'll tell you. I've had a very, very special request, but I'm going to sing anyhow. There's a little number that I had good fortune recording about 8-9 years ago, and it sold about 2 million records. And if you don't believe me, you come on over to my house, we'll go down the cellar, and I'll show them to you. They're all down there. And this is from that wonderful picture, Lay Back.
This song, ladies and gentlemen, has always been one of our favorites. In fact, it was one of mine because it was the first song I ever recorded, ever. It holds a very special spot. Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Oh, hey there.
What do you want, Sam? If you want to laugh, go and sit in the audience.
Better forget it.
In harmony. He has you dancing on his drink. Break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice? I had you like a brother.
A mother, mother.
He said half a word, didn't he, Dad? Too much in love to hear. Is it all going in one ear?
Where's the toilet?
Oh.
It's down the hall, third door to the right. But be careful, ain't no sign on there. Cheer up, have a good time, Sam. Go ahead.
And on the other...
Get off the stage.
Get him out of here.
All right, Dean, baby. Catch you a little later on down the line when you're all right.
Remember me? I was out here 3 hours ago. What do you want to do now?
Well, as long as the food's here, can I have a peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll mix myself a salad. Hey, you know how to make a fruit cordial?
Be nice to him or something.
Yeah, that's it. Well, as the fly said as he was walking over the mirror, that's one way of looking at it.
Oh, shut up.
Say, how about a toast while you're pouring?
Cheers.
Biss, hey, you're a litter bug.
You're a liquor bug.
Imagine that. Listen, let's do a few songs here. You take this crate out of here. I don't think it runs a little rate. I got something. You want to tell me something?
Yeah.
We were back there for 2 hours while he was on. You going to tell me now or something?
I finally found a script for a movie without him.
It's about time.
Just you and me and a B-R-O-D.
A what?
A girl.
Oh, a G-I-L.
And I want to hip you, Daddy, this chick.
Hey!
That's just her head.
Her head's that.
This is a story that you play a private eye, see, and it takes place in Paris.
Yeah?
Paris, France, not Paris, Texas.
Texas.
No, no, it's not a musical, no.
France is in Paris. Up your France. Highway.
Up your highway?
No, it's... All right, now what goes on
anyway,
with this
Anyway, the first scene, the automobile drives up to this lovely apartment house, see, and you get out with the girl and you go upstairs. And she lets herself in and you join her and she says to you, excuse me, I want to get into something more uncomfortable.
And I just hanging around while she's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, more comfortable, see.
Oh, yeah?
So she goes in the bedroom, she returns a few minutes later, and she's got on the sheerest negligee you've ever seen. Through.
Right through that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And she approaches you with her arms outstretched, and you grab her by the digits.
Right on the screen there? Her digits?
Those are fingers.
Oh, the fingers, yeah, I'll grab them. But she got digits hanging from her fingers? Oh, louse him up tonight, boy, I'll tell you. All right, we're through with her digits.
Well, in this kind of a story, you have to have something to hang on to, don't you?
Yeah, sure, boy.
Anyway, she reclines on the settee.
Where am I at this time?
You're on the floor.
How'd I get down
there? Somebody must have shoved
you.
Shoved
there.
You down.
Sure.
And she grabs you in her arms. She says, take my eyes, my nose, my lips, my mouth, my ears.
Sure, the best part she leaves for herself. Yeah. I know that.
And she says, Sam, darling, that's your name.
My name is Sam Darling?
Yeah. Sam Darling, yeah.
Yeah?
She says, Sam, I love you. And she gives you a big, fat kiss.
Oh,
a fervent kiss.
What?
You know, a passionate kiss.
Oh, yeah. And
what would you do?
I'd kiss her back.
Suppose she was a tall broad.
Well, I...
Listen, sing something with rhythm in it or something.
Rhythm in it? I'm Catholic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's do a few songs. I'll have a... Give me a little stoolie, will you? Have a stool I can sit down. I'm tired.
We're just beginning. Are you tired already?
I've been breathing all day, Dave. I got enough gas to go to Pittsburgh tonight, I'll tell you that.
I don't want to go to Pittsburgh.
Oh, shut up, Sam, and sit in the back of the bus.
Jewish people don't sit in the back of the bus.
Jewish people own the bus, that's why. You got enough gas to take us all to Pittsburgh.
I know that. Well, you want to start it? Or
Start what? What do you want me to start?
Well, sing a few songs.
Oh, sing a song.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Boy, this is better than being on a fire department.
What's that?
Braziers. I love abroad with no braziers.
Well, that's a good way to start off a sweet medley of songs. Here's a beautiful song written by two grand songwriters. Rogers and Hart.
Buck Rogers and Red Hart. He was a mutt.
You are too beautiful for one man alone. So I brought along my brother.
Does your mother know it's out?
Hold it. Hold it.
Hey.
We're together 15 years, Ken. Have I ever asked you to hold it? Now you hold it. Gee.
You can release it now.
Love walked right in and scared the shadows away.
They ask you to sing, then they laugh at you.
You made me love you.
Oh, that's pretty.
I didn't want to do it. You woke me up to do it.
Hold it. Just hold it. Would you please hold it?
Not me. I ain't gonna
all
hold
right,
it.
All right, hello. All right, hold it.
Nothing could be finer than to shack up with a miner.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, with the helmet?
Oh, the John L. Lewis
yeah,
miner.
The helmet.
Minor.
Right, minor.
Miner.
Oh, excuse me.
Nothing's more unnerving than to wake up next to Irving in the morning.
You did it again. You did it again.
His mustache.
This is my worst affair. Please be clean.
Oh, he's terrible. He's terrible. He's terrible.
And you fought for these seats.
I'm dancing with tears in my eyes, 'cause the girl in my arms is a boy.
Maria, he just met a boy named Maria.
Do you mind holding it again?
He had him up a tree, and then he called for me. Hey, Cheech! And I came running.
She may be weary.
Oh, that's one of them long ones again.
Women do get weary.
God damn right.
Wearing the same shabby dress. So if she gets weary, buy her another shabby dress. I look on the Jordan, and what did I see?
What do you see?
Mrs. Jordan, coming after me.
Hey, you're doing a show all by yourselves down there. Hey, you pots, hold it down, will you, pal? Just hold it down. You drink like I'm supposed to.
What is this thing called love?
Man, if you don't know, then we're all dead.
D-E-D.
Did you ever see a jujitsu? Well, I did.
Fair is fair now. Fair is fair. Fair is fair. Well, how would you like it if I said, did you ever see a wopsicle?
Hold it. Explain to Mr. Sinatra, wopsicle. Explain it to him.
That's a pizza on a stick.
Ooh.
Hey, listen. Can I sing something with you guys?
Shh. His name isn't Listen, and mine isn't Izzy. Hey, listen.
I thought maybe we could sing
that's
something.
That's Dean, and I'm Frank.
Ah, let's do a few songs. Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day they told me about, and I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way. Where is that worn out wish that I threw aside after it brought my lover near? Funny how love becomes a cold rainy day. Funny that rainy day is here. Funny how love becomes a cold that rainy day is here. It's 3:15. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine. Put another nickel in the machine. Feeling so bad. Can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but, buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I'd like to say. And when I'm gloomy, won't you listen to me till it's talked away? Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. And thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. But this torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned, or it soon might explode. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road. The long, it's so long, the long, very long, thank you.
right. That was our tribute to the Rat Pack. The Rat Pack came to town. We played a whole lot of stuff. That last one was one of Sinatra's more mellow tracks, and this is like one of my favorite Sinatra CDs. It's called Only the Lonely. I should call it an album. And that one, I believe, was written by Johnny Mercer. He was having an affair with Judy Garland, and Judy decided to go back to her fiancé. So that guy wrote that. He was really heartbroken. Anyways, we heard Frank Sinatra. We heard Sammy Davis Jr. Here's That Rainy Day. And if I could find the CD, I could tell you which one that's from. Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr. I Gotta Be Me, the best of Sammy Davis Jr. And a guy who Victor was telling me on Sammy Davis Jr.'s deathbed, Sammy was dying of cancer. And Frank Sinatra would call him up and they would be on the phone for hours. But they wouldn't hardly say anything. They would just pick up the phone and be on the phone with each other and not say anything. Just total silence. Right before Sammy died. We also heard a medley. And it's kind of a, I think it's a bootleg recording called The Rat Pack Live at the Villa Venice. We heard comedy routines from Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and a medley. Couple of medleys in there, actually. We heard Brazil, You Are Too Beautiful, Cecilia, Does Your Mother Know, etc., etc. And before that, Sammy Davis Jr. doing Hey There. Started out with Dean Martin doing a medley from... Let me find it. Anyways, I think it was Dean Martin live at the Sands, and that one was featured on an episode of The Sopranos. I don't know if you remember when Tony kind of wanted this guy's house, which was by the water. So the guy wouldn't give up the house, so Tony parked the boat out and played excerpts from that CD, Dean Martin live at the Sands, just recently issued for real. It was running around as a bootleg for a while. This is the Reverend Mark Times Sunday Morning Hangover, and trying to keep things on the down low until 11 o'clock when we have True Margaret calling in from Seattle, I believe. They're touring the Northwest. They will be playing Cosmic Pizza, I believe, this Thursday. We'll get the lowdown on that. We're going to do another dedication to a Rat Pack era type singer, a guy named Al Martino. Singer Al Martino, who played the Frank Sinatra type role of Johnny Fontaine in the movie The Godfather, recorded Spanish Eyes, the Italian ballad Volare. He died Tuesday. He was 82, died in Philadelphia, and known for Here in My Heart Can't Help Falling in Love. But his big, big scene was in The Godfather. If you remember the first Godfather movie, he got up and played a character called Johnny Fontaine and sang a song to the bride. And that song is called I Have But One Heart. I'm going to play it for you right now.
I have but one heart, this heart I bring you. I have but one heart to share with you. I have but one that I can cling to. You are the one dream I pray comes true. My darling, until I saw you, I never felt this way. And nobody else before you ever has heard me say, you are my one love. My life I live for you. I have but one heart to give to you. Vicino ma facim amore, ancora ancora per c'è spassare. su mare nare, e tenerezza, ma pallarezza, stunga morì. My darling, until I saw you, I never felt this way, and nobody else before you ever has heard me say, you are my one love, my life I live for you, I have but one heart.
I fell in love several times, but I've never been in love like I am now with my wife. So I took this song and used some of the old stuff and wrote some new stuff. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she hates, and that's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. And that's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke. It's up. It's California. It's cold. It's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
See. together we will hold his banner high. Now's the time to say goodbye to all our company. Him I see, K-A-A-A-A-E-Y. Him, O-U-S-E.
Yeah, nobody sings Mickey Mouse March like Julie London. Yeah, Julie London's like the best. She was married to Jack Webb for a while, of all things. That's kind of like Beauty and the Beast. Anyways, before that we heard William Shatner, The Lady is a Tramp. I have no idea where that's from. It might be from Dying the Shore Show. And we started out with Al Martino, I Have But One Heart, from The Godfather. We're going to miss you, Al. This is the Reverend Mark Time, and... you know what? I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
My bathroom is a private kind of place. Very special kind of place. The only place where I can stay. Making faces at my face. My bathroom is my very special room, where I crimp and fuss and groom, where I can get away from all and really feel in bloom. I'm free.
as pontas dos pés, na esperança de um melhor. To move, you dance and feel to the rescue.
We listen to Devo. Yes, Devo, easy listening music, Mongoloid. Wanted to tell you what we heard. We heard Babel Gilberto's new CD, Sun is Shining. That's a Bob Marley song. I'm so excited about this because I've really been a big fan of hers for a while, been playing her a lot on The Hangover. We heard the American Standard Bathroom Company singing My Bathroom. And yeah, I took care of that. Anyways, this is the Sunday Morning Hangover. We have coming up on side two of the Sunday Morning Hangover in just a few minutes, a band called True Margaret from San Francisco. They're in the middle of a Northwest tour, and they're going to be playing in town this week at Cosmic Pizza. So stay tuned.